Blog Talk Radio.
Andre, what's happening, Kendi? How you doing this evening, my brother?
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm doing great, Beverly. I'm doing great. Always a pleasure to be with you and on the radio now for this noble cause that we are defending. Good to be with you today.
Amen, amen. You know what? Likewise, it is always my honor, privilege, and pleasure. And I want to just let our audience know that you can call in at 347-539-5285 if you would like to join our call. Also listening online at blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul for your live or archived listening pleasure. Now, today is January 22nd, 2019, and 1 year ago today is when we launched this show on Tri-Family Channel, which is a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand created by myself. I am the CEO and the creator of All Therein. And today also, I am acknowledging, we are acknowledging the anniversary of my brother's passing by suicide on this day 42 years ago. And Kendi, you gave and gifted us with a very special audio that we are going to be playing on the show about at the halfway mark. We're going to get into the topic of today's Suicide is Not the Answer broadcast, continuing our discussion, suicide, focusing on the suicide rate in the Black community. Now, Kendi, I was fascinated by the video that you made, of which we're going to hear the audio today, and you know the points that you made and your dissertation on the video hit home to such a degree where my activism and our voice here on Suicide is Not the Answer lies that, you know, I had to just have you convert that into an MP3 and let's air it for our listening audience, because it blessed my soul and I'm sure it will bless theirs as well. So now, how are you doing over there on your side of the world before we get into, you know, the meat and the statistics of what we're about to address? What's going on for you over on the East Coast? I'm on the West Coast for our listeners. Kendi is on the East Coast, and, you know, we're trying to bring the nation together, end to end.
Yes. Well, Beverly, thanks for the introduction. And how can I say I am, let's say, still inspired, because I'm
still
a
inspired.
Very focused. Yes, I'm a very focused person, and as you can see, the video I've made and, well, the audio that our audience is going to listen to, it wasn't just something that I worked on like that. It's just because of thinking about the anniversary of your brother, suicide himself. Sorry for bless his soul. And
thank you so much. God bless you and bless him.
You're welcome, sister. You're welcome. And all the researches, the let's say the motivational speeches I'm listening to, and let's say according to my experience too in life, the fact that I've been thinking about that just triggered that. It's like I spent a day doing it because I had to do it, because let's say your brother inspired me. I think maybe
wow,
he still inspired
wow.
me who he is. And I'm like,
man,
I had to do this. You know, I even spent the day, I just had like a few cups of coffee working on the video doing it. And then for me it's like I have to do it before I take a break. You know this thing that says I will never stop, I will stop until I'm done with that, or I just take a break until I'm done with it. So that's
mm-hmm.
what I've been telling myself, that I had to do it. Then, you know, it just happened.
Wow.
Well, as I'm saying, I'm pretty focused. I'm still inspired where I am. I'm living my
mm-hmm.
little life. I'm not going to say routine or cycle, because let's say my purpose is to break cycles, because I'm not, you know, I'm moving forward. So everything's fine for me in the East Coast, and All
besides
right. The cold, you know, in New York, besides
yes.
the cold, but everything's fine, you know.
Well, it's good to hear, and what you said in the beginning, you know, is, you know, it warms the soul, because we have to continue to be inspired on our day-to-day, everyday grind, purpose, path towards, you know, what we're seeking. We have to stay inspired. I'm inspired to continue lifting up this level of activism. I feel that the conversation doesn't extend enough to our everyday lives, because suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S. With something
yeah.
as prevalent as being number 10, the conversation isn't as widespread or as prevalent. The voices are not being raised high enough and loud enough, because the statistics show us that suicide and self-injury cost the U.S. $69 billion annually. So that means that the work that's being done for awareness and prevention still has so much more to go, because when the numbers start going down, you know that the community is being impacted. And in 2017, there were over 47,000 Americans died by suicide. Now, this was 2 years ago. So I don't have 2018 statistics. But also, there were over 1,300,000 attempts at suicide. So 1,300,000 attempts at suicide, and 47,173 Americans did die by suicide less than 2 years ago in 2017. Well, 2 years ago in 2017. So, you know, there are issues that need to be addressed, and I'm prayerful that our activism here on Tribe Family Channel, Suicide is Not the Answer, Kendi, Andre, and myself, Beverly, if you're just tuning in, I'm prayerful that our activism and us raising our voice will make a dent and an impact in these numbers. That is my prayer. Now,
yes.
I'm going to just go over some of what this website discusses in terms of suicide statistics. And I am on the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's website, AFSP.org. And it reads, the Centers for Disease Control have recently released a summary of 2017 fatal injury data. Unfortunately, the summary does not include all of the information that is available on their website, but in an effort to provide the most up-to-date information, AFSP has updated their page where possible with the 2017 data. So there is more data, and it will be released, but further data will continue to be updated as they gather the information. So while the data there is the most accurate that they have right now, they estimate that the numbers are higher. And obviously it is 2019, January 22nd, 2019, the day of my brother's death by suicide in 1977 when I was just 17 years old. The stigma surrounding suicide leads to underreporting, and data collection methods critical to suicide prevention need to be improved. And they have a link on their website where you can learn how you can help to become an advocate. So let's just look at some additional facts about suicide in the U.S. The 2017 age-adjusted suicide rate is 14 per 100,000 individuals. So per 100,000 individuals, 14 are pegged to commit suicide. In 2017, men died by suicide 3.54 times more often than women. White males accounted for 7 of 10 suicides in 2016. The rate of suicide is highest in middle-aged white men in particular. But now I'm going to challenge and push back on this when I read something else for you. So now, on average, there are 129 suicides per day. So for anyone that may be considering suicide, I'm asking you to please don't. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is a 24-hour 1-800 number. It is a free call. 800-273-8255. 800-273-8255. My advocacy as it relates to honoring my brother and me being a sibling survivor of suicide is to basically use my voice, Kendi and I coming together, and to reach out and, again, try to increase the boots on the ground. I was having a conversation earlier, and I just don't feel like there is enough of a discussion. There aren't enough boots on the ground. There aren't enough regular persons such as Kendi and myself that can help others relate to hardships in life and being an overcomer and just thinking through that moment, processing, count to 10, count to 5, count to 2 if you have to. Now, I said I was going to do some pushing back on the rate of suicide being highest and most prevalent among white men, because in 2018, the suicide rates for black children were twice that of white children, new data shows. So that means that the same black children are growing up to be black men. And if the suicide rates are high in, as twice as high for black children, then I would give pushback to the highest rate amongst adult men to be white. So now let's look at this article from May 21st, 2018 on the Washington Post website under their health column. It says that African American children are taking their lives at roughly twice the rate of white counterparts, according to a new study that shows a widening gap between the two groups. Now, the first thing about this sentence that is very disturbing to me, Kendi, is the fact that it says African American children. Children.
Yeah.
That is startling, because now you're going to see why. And let's see. The 2001 through 2015 data published Monday in the journal, that would be Monday back in May of 2018, in the Journal of JAMA Pediatrics, confirmed a pattern first identified several years ago when researchers at Nationwide Children's Hospital in Ohio found that the rate of suicides for black children ages 5 through 12 exceeded that of young whites. The results were seen in both boys and girls. So let's just stop and unpack that. When I was 5 years old, I didn't know what living was, much less how to go about ending life. By 12, I was not aware. By 12, I had been to one funeral in my life. Now, fast forward to the playing field that we are on today, and the statistics are exponentially higher, and these children are seeing death, destruction, to the point where suicide for black children ages range from 5 to 12. Kendi, I don't know if you can expound, but I don't perceive a child knowing the finality of suicide at 5 years old.
This is, you know, this is very sensitive, and this is one of the reasons why in the video, there is a part where I tell you, when I tell to anybody that, everybody who has children, who's part of a family, you know, who think about commit suicide, this is going to affect your children directly, because a five-year-old, normally, the atmosphere where they live in counts a lot. It's very important for them. You know, because they feel harmony. They feel when people are angry. They just feel that. So it's like as the years they passing, it's like the way the thoughts, the greater capacity of thinking of the younger generation and even the children is changing every year. It's changing. Look, like they talk about Generation X and Generation Y about technology. You see how a 5-year-old kid can manipulate any tech item, like a telephone, a tablet. You know how they're pretty advanced in that, and they can teach you stuff. So it means the way their brain is, let's say, I'll say progressing.
Wired.
Let's say this up to me. It's wired now. We as adults or as parents, we need to be very careful about that, because these children from 5 years old to even to 17 years old, and I'm telling you, the 13 years old, because in the report of Jama Pediatry, they even mentioned 13 years old. Because they are looking for a certain attention from their parents. They are looking for a certain attention from the person that are in charge of them. You know, and besides that, not only in the household, in school, remember that this big problem that is even a cause of suicide, the bullying. You know, this little black kid in school, because the kid is black in a class, and these white kids, they bullying him every day. And when they're at home, the parents don't have time. You know, the father's working, the mother's working 24/7. They don't have time to talk to their children, not even to check on them. And, you know, some people that abusing the children and all that, these all are a big package that can cause that. I think that, in my opinion, can cause suicide at that so low age, and this is a very big problem nowadays.
And again, the results are seen in both boys and girls. I second that emotion, Kendi. Now, it continues to say, although suicide is rare among young children, the latest findings reinforce the need for better research into the racial disparities. Lead author Jeffrey Bridge said, suicide is one of the leading causes of death for older children and adolescents in the United States. He goes on to say, we can't assume any longer that suicide rates are uniformly higher in white individuals than black, said Bridge. Now, remember, I gave it some pushback on that 2016 article. Now, this is a 2018 article. And Bridge is an epidemiologist who directs the Center for Suicide Prevention and Research at the Columbus Hospital. He continues on, there is this age-related disparity, and now we have to understand the underlying reasons. Most of the previous research has largely concerned white suicide, so we don't even know if the same risk and protective factors apply to black youth. Historically, suicide rates in the United States have been higher for whites than blacks across all age groups. That remains the case for adolescents ages 13 through 17, according to the new study. White teens continue to have a 50% higher rate of suicide than black teens. Overall, between 1999 and 2015, more than 1,300 children ages 5 through 12 took their own lives in the United States, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Those numbers translate into an average of one child 12 or younger dying by suicide every 5 days.
Wow.
So,
I know.
In five
I know.
Days, a child younger than 12 or younger is going to die by suicide. The pace has actually accelerated in recent years, CDC statistics indicate. So, again, there is a link on the website that you can actually, you know, click on to become an advocate. And I encourage any and everyone. We just cannot accept the statistics that we're challenged with. Again, you're tuned into Suicide is Not the Answer. My name is Beverly Black, and I am a sibling suicide survivor. Today is the 42nd anniversary of the death of my brother, H.J. Black, and I miss him and love him dearly. I was just 17 years old in high school, and I internalized and became depressed and became anxious inside. I had butterflies. I perceived that everyone wondered, what's wrong with that Beverly? You know, look what happened to her brother, and, you know, what's wrong with them? There's just got to be such a insurmountable amount of instability. This is my perception at 17 that, you know, because my whole world has been rocked. My best friend has taken his life, and it would be the catalyst of not only this show 41 years later, but for me to be able to continue to carry on a family legacy. That was my father's only son, so for my father's legacy to continue, I had to pick up the baton, and some legacies have a patch that they have or some type of insignia. Well, in my family, it's my father's white, red, and black tie. And it is passed on from him to me, to my seeds. And so I pick up the baton, and I have to carry on and be the voice of reason. And I am asking anyone, don't be conned by contemplating suicide. Contemplating, C-O-N, it is a con to contemplate suicide, because it is not the answer. So now we're going to go ahead and take a break, but I want to just shout out the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. If you're listening in online and you want to call us and speak, this number is 347-539-5285. If you're listening and you need to go online, you can listen online. Go to our studio, blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. Now, Kendi, I'm going to play this dedication, beautiful dedication that you created, and from your heart and soul, and it allowed you to, like you said, have so much focus yesterday that you could only drink coffee and stay in the lab and get this video done. So thank you for honoring my brother, and thank you for thinking about others and anyone that is challenged, we encourage you to stay encouraged. There is hope, and we would like for you to take in the blessing from Kendi Andre right here live on Suicide Is Not the Answer, Tribe Family Channel.
Pleasure is mine, Beverly. Pleasure is mine.
As I tell you, the same way that the death of your brother affected you, the same way, because it could have been me, you know, it could have been a good friend of mine, it could be another family member, it could be, you know, one of my, one of people or in my surrounding, because a brother is more than the parents. They're important. Like, the mother and the father in the household is very important. But once you have a brother or sister living with you, this is totally different. It is, let's say, the link, the relationship with a brother is more, I would say, a blessing. Blessing is the strongest word I can use, but it is stronger than this link that exists between you and the parent, you know? So It is, as I tell you, Beverly, this is an honor. This is a pleasure for me, and this is for me a passion, being part of the cause that we're defending, being part of that, being able to put my voice with you and encourage anybody that thinks about committing suicide or anybody that thinks that everything is over for them to enlighten them to see that the way can only be made by them. And once they give up, they turn off their own life, you know, and this is going to affect their wife. This is going to affect their husband, their kids. And, you know, this is a very bad decision to commit suicide. So as Martin Luther said, he said that if you can fly, then run. If you can't fly, then run. And he said, if you can't run, then just walk. And he said, if you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. And this quote, what he said is true, because once you program your mind to move forward, once you are hungry of something, hungry to have something, or hungry to achieve something, once you focus, you can make it become a reality. You know? There's a doctor that I was listening last time, and he said that some scientists, they discovered that we have two types of brain. We have the brain, that's the one that we know, that controls our movement, that controls our members and everything. But there is the other one that is situated in our stomach. He said the way our stomach is structured, the way it's designed, it's for us to be able to support the brain in the load that we're putting in it. Because everybody, any problems that they have, any challenges that they have, you're gonna hear them saying that, oh, I got a terrible headache. You know, it's always a headache. It's always the bad thoughts. It's always the negative, you know, perception of their reality. This is always listening to negative people talking to them. But once they take a time for themselves in their room, in the bedroom, or, you know, a remote environment, and you try to practice the inhale and exhale movement, you will feel that there is a change. That headache that you had, you know, is gonna diminish until you just focus to yourself. Because normally people will ask you that question, who are you and why are you like that? And the wrong way to answer this question is to say, oh, this happened to me, and that's why I've changed, or I've been through this, that's why I'm hurt, or that's why I'm angry. What I admire about you, Beverly, I got to say on the radio, is because your brother committed suicide. But you then spent all these years crying about your brother who committed suicide. You didn't just stay on that. But you use that as a booster to push you forward and give you the courage to encourage others and, you know, to let them see the light, let them see the power that they have within them. Okay, the National Society,
wow.
National Association of Suicide, Suicide Prevention is doing a very great job.
Mm-hmm.
This is very good. We encourage them to call when they have an idea, just to call someone to talk to them to find help. But the first job, the first step has to start husbands, wives, friends, you know, any type of acquaintance, contact even on social media. You know, we have to use all this network to make that job. And you are one of the first inspiration I had, because normally I thought about suicide, but normally there has to be a way, there has to be a solution to eradicate that, you know? And my admiration for you goes beyond what someone would say, that if I had a sister, you know, I would be proud. Yeah, but definitely I got to tell you that I'm very proud of what you're doing. And I have
wow,
to thank,
thank
you for
you.
The inspiration that you put on me. And thank you for the motivation that you did put in me to spread the word and encourage
wow.
anybody that listens to my messages to do the same thing, just to pass on the messages to anyone that they know.
Well, man, you know, it's a real honor and a privilege to, you know, perpetuate this level of activism with you. Unfortunately for me, it was the baton that I had to pick up. It had been lying there for 41 years before I picked it up. And, you know, I don't know if it was me coming out of the depression of my brother taking his own life. I don't feel that it overshadowed me throughout my young adulthood, but during that period of time, it just devastated me. And but I was able to continue to press on and overcome. And I remember my small circle of friends, you know, being there. And, you know, it's not much you can say to someone. You don't know what they're thinking, but you do know that they are going through something. And I just remember, you know, my friends would, you know, just try to reach out and just, you know, console, you know, quietly, just, you know, letting me know that they were there. And, you know, and I appreciate your being here. There is nothing like having a partner in creativity to help advance your voice, what you're trying to do, what you're trying to say, what you're trying to convey. And when you're trying to help other people, you know, it can be, it can take a toll, because you're expending energy and time and effort and talent and resources, and that energy comes out of you. You're expending that energy. So I'm not expending the energy all by myself. I have Kendi Andre right here with me, ladies and gentlemen, live on Tribe Family Channel. Suicide is not the answer. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255. We're going to stop for this break. It is the audio to a video that Kendi Andre put his heart and soul in. So I want you all to take it in right here live on Suicide is Not the Answer. Now, what you can't see is there's pictures that are being shown, so it's going to get to the audio portion in a second. All right. Well, maybe we're having some technical difficulty with the audio. Here we go.
I've engaged myself in this fight against suicide, which represents one of the biggest threat of kids nowadays. And I specify kids because the rate tends to go higher every day within our communities, especially for kids, for teenagers in their 15, and for different causes. I've always oriented my research and my works on the mind control and all decisions that we're making, how the process is, and this close relationship between the present and the future, and all the things that we can make happen once we dispose our mind and focus on it. So suicidal was one of my favorite subjects since my sister Beverly has invited me in. And I invite you to watch that video and share your impression about it. Whatever you're going through, suicide will never be the answer. You are at this point of your life where you want to finish with everything. You're tired of being depressed. You're tired of your reality. You just want to get rid of this self that you don't like. If you have any post-traumatic stress or any anxiety or depression, you need to address it. Do not ignore it. Loneliness is just this idea that we put in our mind that triggers chemical reactions and causes stress. Of course, we were born to have the control of what we're doing. To be our own judge and take our decisions. Think about your kids. Let's set an example. That little girl, she plays basketball. And what pushes her forward is supposed to be your parent as a role model. You're supposed to be their motivation. You're supposed to be the one that pushes them to excellence. How is it going to happen if you decide to end your life, or if you decide to give up on life? This is affecting them directly. Remember, God gave us this ability to do a lot of things for ourselves. He gave us the basketball, and then we are the one who have to control it. He gave us life. He gave us the power of decision.
You will end up a loser. Unconsciously. Unconsciously, you will pick up their ways, you'll pick up their habits, you'll pick up, most importantly, their attitude about life. If you're around cynical, negative people all the time, you will become cynical and negative.
There's a saying in my country, in Haiti. They say that, tell me the people you're dealing with and I'll tell you what type of person you are. What Les Brown is telling us is the more you surround yourself with negative people, the more they will drive you to failure. And not that we leave depending on how people see us, but we have to leave in a way to show others who we are and the power that we have, not to show them all the negativity that we took from the negative surrounding that we've been having. Remember, you own yourself, and you don't need to get anybody's approval to live your life. It all depends on you.
I tried to kill myself with a bottle of pills. And the fact of the matter is, I trusted no one. And looking back, I guess, how could I? From the time my parents left me, to the time another foster kid raped me, to the time I was bullied so bad, I genuinely could not fathom a world where I could trust anybody.
The trust conception has to start with yourself. Trusting others has to come after you and yourself are in a certain or sacred communion. Because killing yourself, it won't take you anywhere. And artists' approval and artists' remarks or criticism, they won't define where you want to go. They will not define who you are. Again, this is your own decision. We are the one that we create. A musician, a model, a painter, a driver, anything that we want to be, we can create it. A model says one day that I found peace in my own self, and this is what keeps me moving forward because I'm in communion with myself. Leave all the negativity behind you and look only what is going on in front of you. Options for the future, they will never be about suicide. Normally, fighting is what you were born for. This is your purpose. If you're thinking of suicide, it is important that you ask for help, because this will help you fight another day and not put an end in your life. Depression, stress, anxiety, the fear of tomorrow, all of this a part of the process of you becoming a new version of yourself tomorrow. The real problem is the fact that we live every day out of our emotions. And according to Joe Dispenza, emotions are a result of our past experience. It might be a hurtful experience, it might be a successful experience. It might be because of a breakup with a relationship that you had. It happened that some people, they often may ask to someone, why are you like that? And their answer is like a confirmation that they couldn't change themselves because of an event that happened years before. This daily reaffirmation on the past bad experience that they have is the cause of that chain of reaction that happens in your brain and cause that limitation to yourself to progress. In theory, our body is considered as part of our unconscious mind, which directly is connected to our thoughts. So it means once we strike some bad thoughts, the body automatically reacts to it. So this will influence your mind and will cause the same imprisonment that you are living in. Controlling the mind is the most complicated and the most simple exercise that we all have to learn to do. We see that there are a lot of people who do the same. There are multiple solutions. Do something you love. Some people do what they love. Some people use church as their own source of power. Try this now. Ask yourself 3 questions. Who you are, what are you doing now, and the way you are now. Ask yourself where you want to go. Your life is a big contribution to humanity. Suicide will never be the answer.
All right, you are tuned in live on Tribe Family Channel. Suicide is not the answer with Beverly Black and Kendi Andre. And if you are just tuning in, that was the audio to a video that you can find on Facebook. Ken DeAndre will give you his information for Andre's K Photography and the Go Getter hashtag Go Getter Circle. Now, I just want to read the sign from the picture that you posted, Kendi, and this gentleman is holding a sign. It says, suicide does not end the chances of life getting worse. Suicide eliminates the possibility of it ever getting better. Ladies and gentlemen, please do not believe the con. Do not contemplate suicide. It is just that, a con. Get help. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255. Feel free to chime in, 347-539-5285. Live on Tribe Family Channel, Beverly Black and Kendi Andre hosting Suicide is Not the Answer. And the reason why we do this is, for one, there is not enough being discussed when it comes to this epidemic, and that is just one of the reasons why I do what I do. The other is because I picked up the baton. This is the 42nd anniversary of the suicide death of my brother, H.J. Black, and I miss him much, love him dearly, and picking up the baton to have the discussion, to raise our voices. I'm going to go back to the Washington Post article. It continues that no one talks about that with them. We tend to put them in silos. Remember, we're talking about children aged 5 through 12. Let me just back up a little bit. He actually, Dr. Ahmad, says, to me, the 5 through 12 range is more related to developmental issues and the possible lack of a family network, social network, and cultural activity, said Ahmad, a clinical associate professor at the New York University School of Medicine who was not involved in the CDC's research, Center for Disease Control's research in gathering statistics. And he continues, and with the introduction of social media, there is more isolation with children, not as much neighborhood play. Kids are more socially in their own vacuum. Now, social media is actually antisocial. You are not socializing with anyone on social media. You have acquiesced to not picking up the phone, not calling, being satisfied with text messaging and being okay with not being in person, finding and believing in love without even meeting, just believing what you see online, fake pictures, fake people. So social media is actually anti-social. And I don't want to start tearing down social media, but I just want to say, just wanted to go in a little bit about, you know, now with the devices, how even more prevalent the isolation becomes because it's antisocial. So there are so many different directions we can go in. Let me just conclude on this website because I have some news that I want to share. Young adolescents who killed themselves were more likely to have had a relationship problems with a boyfriend or girlfriend. Young adolescents. Now, people that just basically just starting off in life and a relationship that, you know, if you're anything like we were as kids growing up, you know, your first boyfriend or your first girlfriend, that wasn't, you know, a life decision. But these days, it's turning into critical choices because with we're faced with children that are basing temporary relationships on major and final decisions such as suicide. So let's just back up a little on this article so I can bring it to a conclusion. Let's see. In 2017, research by Bridge and colleagues found that among children ages 5 through 11 and young adolescents ages 12 to 14, those who took their own lives were more likely to be male, African American, and dealing with stressful relationships at home or with friends. Children who had a mental health problem at the time of death were more likely than young adolescents to have been diagnosed with attention deficit disorder or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Young adolescents who killed themselves were more likely to have had relationships problems with a boyfriend or girlfriend. They also had higher rates of depression, according to last year's study, which was published in the journal Pediatrics. That 2017 report found more than a third of elementary school age suicides involved black children compared to just 11.6% of early adolescent suicide. Now, school age children. Bridge said his motivation for delving into this issue was a suicide in a town not far from Columbus. The child was not yet 10. We went into the original study because suicide rates were increasing among adolescents in the United States, Bridge said. The local death made us think if there was a change in the suicide rate of children, and that's what made us look into it. So you can read more about this. Just Google, you know, suicide rates. The Washington Post articles will come up. CDC, Centers for Disease Control articles will come up. And, you know, there are links that offer ways in which you can become an advocate. Definitely feel free to email us at tribefamilychannel@gmail.com. That's tribefamilychannel@gmail.com. Now, Kendi, did you want to jump in or did you want me to continue? Did you have some feedback for us?
Yeah, you can continue.
All right, well, let me get my resources up here. And again, you know, my objective is to bring the conversation to advocacy like boots on the ground. I want to talk about a summit that's coming up in October, and that is what I wanted to let you know, Kendi, that there is a summit in Florida in October, and I am going to be advocating for us to be able to attend so that we can possibly heighten and broaden our advocacy and let them know what we're doing. And hopefully that will enable us to be able to broaden the conversation and reach out to the sectors of demographics that matters most, and that is the children. So now before we go, because I see that we have wound up this hour so fast, Kendi, tell our audience where they can reach you. We know that you do videos and photography, and you have a plethora of talents, but let our audience know where they can reach you.
Well, I have on social media, it's the easiest way where people can find me. There's my personal page, which is Kendi Andre. That's my full name, Kendi Andre. And also my photography, Andre's K Photography. So if you contact me on each of these pages, I will respond, like, very quickly. And my phone number is 786-405-4197. And I'm encouraged anybody that was, who's listening to the show, if they have a video they want to do, if they have an input they want to put to a, maybe they want to add the inspiration I had,
or, you know, had a part or a motivational video, because that's I do that, because that's what I do in photography. Just do not hesitate to contact me to that, to these platforms. So Kenzie Andre, my Facebook, my personal Facebook, and Andres K Photography, or go on AndresKPhotography.com so you can see my works on the internet.
Wow, wow, wow. And that is phenomenal work that you are doing. The video is fire. It hits home. It brings the message, and it is the voice that I appreciate, honoring my brother and, you know, heightening awareness and encouraging others not to contemplate suicide. I'm Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Suicide Is Not the Answer, right here with Kendi Andre on Tribe Family Channel. You can reach me at my home place on the web, gumbofortheSoulInternational.com, on Facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel, Twitter at Tribe Family US, or email TribeFamilyChannel@gmail.com. BeverlyBlackJohnson@gmail.com is my personal email address. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, definitely follow our studio right here on blogtalkradio.com/Gumbo for the Soul. And don't forget that you are definitely a friend of ours. We love you. God bless you. And I hope that you and everyone else enjoyed Martin Luther King Jr.'s day. We thank him for his service and for advocating for our freedom. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, suicide is not the answer. We'll be back February 12th, Kendi. And until then,
yes,
my brother, you be blessed, all right?
Okay, sister, be blessed. Good night, everyone.
Good night. God bless. H.J. Black, I love you. Miss you. Peace.